Come fly with Global Air Force. And here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
On today's program, we have David Hogan. Here he is, the wild and wonderful David Hogan.
Yeah. So did y'all do y'all's homework? There's only about six or seven directions we can go, but we're going to start in Matthew chapter 21. There's a verse here I'd really like to share with y'all. Some people don't know it, evidently. Matthew 21, 22. It's an important verse. It says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive it. And that's an amazing verse, isn't it? Isn't that nice? It's a nice verse. We're asked by the Holy Ghost sometimes to do things that nobody else has ever done. Ever. They're a lot ahead of me. And I'm enjoying myself. I get up into this little bitty church we got, and I get there, and I'm just looking around. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you letting me come here. Thanks for letting me come preach the gospel to a people that have never heard your holy name. You are awesome to allow me to do that. Thank you. And I'm believing it, enjoying it, and all of a sudden this horrible odor runs across my mouth. I couldn't get away from it. I went outside the church and somehow I had missed it coming in. I was so far into enjoying myself, but after a while reality grabs me and it stinks. I smell dead human flesh. It's rough. And it's just, whew. The pastor comes out of there and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm trying to be nice. Finally, I says to him, what is that smell? I don't know, I missed this too. I'm usually better than this, but he just went like this. And I, man. Sitting over there was a pile of rags. Okay? And I'm really an inquisitive fellow. I wonder what they got over in them rags. It stinks so bad. Whoa! Wah! There is a thing under there, kind of resembles a human, but it don't have a nose, it don't have any ears, don't have any fingers, and it don't have any toes. I grabbed the rags and threw it back over it and took off running. And I did realize you would have been a lot more tactful, a lot more spiritual, but you weren't there, like I've been telling you. But the thing stunk and it scared me, so I run from it. It was a man, a human man, with leprosy. Leprosy. Few people see it in the United States. They keep everybody hidden, these little colonies, they call them. So you don't have to put up with the stench and the ugly sight of parts falling off of and dripping. So I looked at the pastor. I said, what's wrong with that guy, my Lord? He said, he's a leper. And he heard that if you put your hand on him, he can be healed. That's when it would have been better for you to have been there. But you weren't. Okay. I'm really getting on to y'all, aren't I? What time is it? And so we're sitting there, and I've got to decide now, okay, what would Jesus do here? And so all of a sudden, these scriptures about these lepers start running through. Oh, no, that's not what we want to do. So I walk over there to him, move the rags out the way, and say to him, all right, I've come in representing Jesus. You have a devil. Now here's what we're going to do. you are going to get born again or I'm not touching you. He said, that's fine. What is born again? So you turn in your little Bible and you slaughter him with the scriptures. Now he's completely tore up. His mind is destroyed because of the pain. His body is completely eaten up. Now his spirit is really chopped. But he still looked at me and said, what must I do to be saved? I said, okay. And I told him what to do. I led him to Jesus myself. Prayed for him to be born again, and I was glad he got born again. But now we got another problem. Now he ain't a devil no more. He's my brother in the Lord. Oh. So, okay, here we go. Ready? Don't you ever think it ain't possible, because it happened. I lost my hand in the goo. Yahoo! I still have my hand. Hey! And I don't have leprosy. I have Jesus. The devil immediately spoke to me. You've got leprosy now. Now I've got you. And I heard him, but I ignored him and kept praying. Some of you will. Some of you will get mad at me because it happened, but it's not my fault. I promise you, it's Jesus' fault. If you have trouble with it, take it up with him. I'm not going to take responsibility for it. I'm going to just stay free and worship my King. If I run across somebody sick, I'm going to touch him. And then what he does is his business. My business is to worship the great King. My business is to go. My business is to preach. My business is to preach the kingdom of God is at hand. My business is to lay hands on the sick. My business is to cleanse lepers. And then he has to do the rest, right? So that frees my mind from lots of trash and bondage and problems and condemnation and all kinds of things. Just let me keep dancing. That's what that does. It really does. So I put his rags back over him. No apparent change. I went straight over to the pastor. Get me a bucket of water now and some Lysol soap. I was a little bit out of order here because after I did that, I had to preach in the stench. I had to pray for him because he was in so much pain and he needed to get born again because he was rough looking. He could die. He could kick off any minute. We decided that it was all right to cleanse the leper. Even though it was a little bit out of context, we could preach in a minute. So I went away, come back. A few weeks later, come back to the same village. I go in there. I don't remember the stench. I'll go up in there, same thing. Jungle, falling in. It's good, fun. Get up in there. Woo, everything's fine. Except for one problem. There's people bouncing. I walk in, they look at me and smile and run off. What kind of an Indian is that that would be happy? They're supposed to be stoic, non-emotional people. What's he doing jumping up and down and running out here smiling at me? Who is he? What's he doing? Act like an Indian, if you will, please. So in a minute, the pastor comes running up in there. He's doing his thing. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him, so I just started doing it with him. I'm serious. He said to me, have you met this? I looked over there. There's a new fella sitting over there on the bench. And I said, don't know him. He said, yes, you do. No, I don't. So I walked over there to him. I said, who are you? He said, I know you, Brother David. Nice looking fella. Pretty. Young Indian man sitting there. Never seen him in my lifetime. He said to me, Woo! Jesus! I come from a state called Louisiana. And over in the state of Louisiana, we say, come on, Jesus. Oh, man. That fella looked me right just dead in the eyeball. He said, you know me, Brother David. You led me to the Lord yourself. Wait a minute. You know, I'm not real good with names, but I'm real good with faces. I've never seen you in my lifetime. He said, yes, sir. No, you haven't. He just said, yes, you. Who are you? He said, I am the man that used to be the leper. I said, I know you. He said, I told you. Guess what Jesus had the nerve to do? He never asked my permission. I mean, I had said to him, be cleansed in the name of Jesus. That's one thing. But oh, Jesus went much farther than that. He restored him. The man had a brand new 2-week-old nose. So I grabbed him. Wow, a brand new nose. He had 2 brand new ears. So I grabbed those ears. He had 10 brand new fingers. So I grabbed those fingers. He had 10 brand new toes. So I got a hold of all those toes. He had created a new man. He had thumped leprosy. And he had given the man new skin and new fingers and toes. Now then, I'm going to ask you a serious question. Do you see what's wrong with me now? Do you understand a little better? What's wrong with me is that my friend is serious and he's real. His name is Jesus. He means business. Worshiping God, I am not ashamed of the gospel. In any language, he likes that. Jesus likes that.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rohn come to your group, church, or a special event? You can get in touch with Jim Rohn.
I'd like to hear from you. You can write to me at Jim Rohn, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. Once again, our mailing address is Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. That's all for today. God bless.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.